Okay, so as Manager of Education, probably covers off a few areas. The first one being our cultural awareness program in terms of providing training to government, private corporations. We do individual and small group ones as well. So sometimes just, you know, the general public that might be interested in taking up cultural awareness. And they're generally half days, up around 4 hours, and then full days, which would take around 7 hours. And just really, I guess it's telling a story as much as anything else, so covering off Aboriginal identity, who we are as a people, past and present, as well as looking at Australia's history from an Aboriginal perspective and understanding how that history has actually shaped our communities, our people, individuals today. Taking that on the journey to actually being able to engage and work effectively with Aboriginal communities today as well. The other part, which is probably for me a really exciting part, is actually our tours. And so we take, at the moment, a lot of school groups, but we're also working in our marketing area, I guess, to bring on more tourism as well as general public. For our tours, we have four main ones that take in just various sites of Melbourne, talking about the culture, talking about pre- and post-settlement and the impact that the change of landscape has had on the local people here, as well as taking people to landmarks that, you know, still exist today that talk about, I guess, contemporary culture, but also shows, you know, the occupation of the Aboriginal people and the local Kulin nations over thousands and thousands of years.
So I want to go back to the cross-cultural awareness training. Yeah, so I feel like within organisations we can have reconciliation action plans set up, but there really needs to be more engagement and understanding so people know or have a better understanding and are careful about how they speak to people.
Yeah, for me, those reconciliation action plans, I've worked with a lot of different organisations, sometimes on, you know, a committee putting those together, sometimes on an organisation advising on how to actually put that action plan, well, I guess, into action as much as anything else. And I think I've seen wraps that have just been a good piece of paper that's got nice painting on it. And people go, well, we've actually got one. That's really cool. We're socially conscious now. Doesn't necessarily mean that it's been put into action appropriately.
Mm.
What I talk about when, especially through the cross-culturals, we end up doing cross-culturals for a lot of people that do have wraps. And that's an educational component that's a part of that. And so for me, what I talk to them about is that your RAP is actually for the entire organisation. So it's actually not being drawn up just for those people that might deliver Aboriginal programs or provide services to Aboriginal communities, but it's actually for everybody that works within that organisation, being more socially aware of the issues that impact on Aboriginal communities. I talk about, you know, a RAP might have an employment program within it. And it doesn't matter what part of the organisation that you work in. If it's an employment program, that means one of your colleagues at any moment could be an Aboriginal person. And a lot of the times a young Aboriginal person. And so I say to them, even though you don't deliver an Aboriginal service, how are you going to talk to that Aboriginal person? It actually has to mean something for everybody within the organisation.
A lot of people will come up to you and say, oh, you don't look Aboriginal, or say for Victorian community members, you know, there is a very strong culture here, there's very strong communities. A lot of people just don't know. They don't have a lot to do with Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people in communities, you know, not only in their private life but also in their professional life.
Well, I think some people wouldn't even know that they have had that contact sometimes as well.
Yep.
I mean, you know, I've had my identity questioned all my life. And I've had to go on my own personal journeys to connect with family, connect with country, connect with culture. And, you know, part of that journey's had some hardship along the way, you know, personally as well, in terms of where do you fit, how do you piece, you know, things like the Stolen Generations and all of those kind of things, how do you piece all that together? What's that mean for your own family?
Yep.
So I put it more in the context of just understanding our diversity first. So Aboriginal people aren't that one homogenous group right across this country. We're actually a very diverse people. From a traditional sense, we've got our languages and our own cultural heritages, our own creation stories and all of those sort of things. But then you look at society today and where Aboriginal people are, and I know Aboriginal people that are urban people that have born and bred in the city and haven't even been out bush. where the expectation is if you're Aboriginal, you've got this affinity with the bush. And there's Aboriginal people that haven't been in that situation before. Then you've got rural Aboriginal people. You've got remote community Aboriginal people. You've got Aboriginal people that still practice law in parts of this country and speak language, and English could be, you know, a second, third or fourth language for some people. So it's actually understanding that diversity. And with that diversity and the addition of our history as well, that diversity isn't just language, isn't just culture, but it's also how you might look. My dad was black, my brother's black, and I'm a spit image of my mum. It's just the way genetics works out.
Yeah, well, obviously doing this job, I mean, when you're talking about that cross-cultural awareness and people in the workplace having a better understanding, I guess the guided tours and people learning about and connecting to country, like for me when I came and lived here, like I didn't really connect. I was learning about all the bad things that had happened to the communities here. And then it was when I went down to the bay and I met Auntie Caroline properly, and we had a ceremony with the fire and that. And that was when I finally connected. It was because I finally connected to country. And I learnt about the original cultural landscape of the area. And that's, I think, more and more, I think that's how people can connect. Like, you know, we have a very multicultural, diverse society. When you start talking about country and connection, like with these guided tours that the Koori Heritage Trust run, that's when families really ground themselves. Like I feel and if you've got the kids doing that as well, like it's their parents as well who will benefit from those tours.
And it's actually being able to pass on those stories and also understand, even though we're in the built environment, the Aboriginal, you know, for the Melbourne area and the surrounds, we've got the Kulin Nations. And you look at, you know, the Wurundjeri people, the Bunurong people as part of the Kulin Nations, they still see themselves as the traditional custodians of this land, and they still care for country. And it doesn't matter that it's the built environment. It is still, you know, that environment still is overlaid on top of the cultural landscape as well. And so caring for country doesn't have to be bushland. It can be the built environment as well.
I mean, it's interesting because I've heard a little bit about some of the like cultural landscape of the areas. And with your tours, I guess that sort of brings people back to imagining what the place would look like before. Yeah. I mean, especially in such a big built-up city. I mean, we're lucky here. We're on the river, so you can connect with the river.
Yeah, although that's an interesting story as well in terms of the naming of the river, you know, being the Yarra River, where the traditional name was the Birrarung. Mm. And so there's stories behind how that occurred and, you know, that affinity with the waterways for the traditional people of this area, and actually getting people to imagine what it might have been like. And so you go down to Queensbridge Street, where the old waterfalls used to be. And, you know, it's just getting people to imagine that where that bridge is now, there were waterfalls that were 5 foot high and eventually had been blown up. And even the course of the river had been modified a little bit for the, you know, the building of the colony of what was Melbourne then and what is Melbourne now. So it's a bit of a journey that you need to tell the story to get across people to trigger their imagination of what this was. And so the, you know, the Melbourne area being lagoons and wetlands, and you look around today and try and imagine that. It's a stretch for some people. I like doing the school groups because you just, it blows the kids away.
Yeah.
And their imagination is still running wild. So they almost believe they can see that.
Yeah.
And that's a really good thing. Although we do have our tour that goes over to the MCG and over to the scar trees in Yarra Park. And the fact that, you know, you've got protected heritage sites that are remnants of pre-colonisation, where you can actually see those sites and just know there was that occupation prior to. And so it's not just imagining the built environment, but there are still cultural sites in the CBD sort of area, still sort of amazes people as well. It just blows people away that those cultural sites are sitting right there. And other areas of Australia, to experience Aboriginal culture, we have that alive, strong and vibrant right here in this city as well. And so visiting, you know, the Heritage Trust can actually start you on that journey of understanding what we have right here in this city. Then what we also have across this state as well has a very important cultural context as well. And so Central Australia and this almost, I think, what tourism pushes as the Aboriginal experience, that can be had right here in this state and right here in this city as well.